Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive into The Juice, you know, that app the kids are all using.
Right, yeah.
We're going to be taking a look at what your students are reading today.
Sounds good.
So the first story, kind of a heavy one, actually. It's about the Russia-Ukraine conflict, and specifically there's this proposed peace pact.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even with this proposal, tensions are still really high.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's really sure if this truce is going to stick.
Well, and it's interesting because this is all happening against this backdrop of kind of a global shift in alliances,
yeah.
You know, and the article really dives into like the long-term consequences of these changes.
Yeah. And how different countries might react.
Right. Exactly.
So, I mean, this could be a good chance to, you know, talk to your kids about like how countries even form these alliances in the first place. And what are those things that can make or break those relationships?
Absolutely.
Now, the article does mention President Trump's role in all of this, you know, with those solo discussions with Putin and that kind of tense meeting with Zelensky.
Yeah. And, you know, there's been a lot of criticism about those actions, especially, you know, those accusations towards Zelensky about not being grateful enough for the U.S. support.
Right.
It's definitely complicated.
It is. And, you know, speaking of complicated, there's this other article about the U.S. economy and, you know, this whole idea of stagflation.
Oh, yeah. We're hearing that word a lot more these days.
We are. And, you know, it's something that really could impact all of us.
For sure. The article does a good job of explaining what it is like, that combination of rising inflation, slow economic growth, and then on top of it all, high unemployment.
It's not a good mix.
No, it's not. And it creates a lot of challenges for policymakers trying to figure out how to handle it.
Yeah, the article goes on to say how some economists are worried about, you know, the impact of certain policies like tariffs and government cuts, even things like immigration policies, and how all of that could lead to, you know, even higher prices and job losses.
It's tough because there are no easy answers.
Definitely not.
But it is interesting that they draw a parallel to what happened back in the 1970s with stagflation back then, you know, while also saying that this time around, it's a different set of factors.
Right.
I mean, this could be a good time to talk with your kids about, you know, just the basic concept of inflation and how it affects, like, the prices of things they see and buy every day.
Yeah, like that candy bar they always want.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's move on to something a little bit lighter.
Sounds good.
So there's this story about, well, it's a world record, actually.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, Evita Constantinou from Cyprus. She broke the record for the longest line of plush toys.
Wow, that's impressive.
It is, and it's not just about the record itself.
Yeah.
You know, it's the reason behind it. She's got this initiative called Teddies from Home for Home, and it's all about collecting these toys to give to families in need. That's sweet.
It is. The article talks about how they collected, washed, and repaired over 20,000 plush toys.
Wow.
They even had to use a whole stadium just to lay them all out for the record attempt.
That's dedication.
It really is. And the impact is pretty amazing.
Uh-huh.
They're sending these toys to Cyprus and Greece, of course, but also to places like India and Ethiopia.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It really shows you how something that seems simple can have a huge impact all over the world.
It does. And, you know, this could be a real good way to talk to your kids about setting goals.
Yeah.
You know, and perseverance and just how powerful compassion can be in making a difference.
Absolutely. So moving on, we have the quote of the day. It's from Khaled Hosseini.
Oh, yeah. I saw this one.
It says, everyone is an ocean inside. Every individual walking the street, everyone is a universe of thoughts and insights and feelings.
Wow, that's deep.
It is, right. It really makes you think about like the depth and complexity inside every single person.
Yes.
And it kind of pushes us to look, you know, beyond just appearances and recognize like how rich the human experience is.
Yeah. And how everyone is different.
Exactly. And this could be a really good way to start a conversation with your kids about, you know, empathy and understanding and just appreciating those different perspectives.
Yeah, that's a good point. And speaking of different perspectives, there's this article about President Trump declaring English as the official language of the U.S.
Oh, right. The whole English-only debate. The article lays out the arguments for both sides.
Yes.
Like, the people who support it, they often talk about, you know, the need for national unity and how it could make it easier for immigrants to assimilate.
Right.
But then the people who are against it, they worry about discrimination and, you know, suppressing cultural diversity and even the impact on freedom of expression. And the article also looks at how it could impact immigrant communities, specifically, you know, like access to important services and even just preserving their cultural heritage.
Yeah, that's a good point. It makes you think about language as more than just a way to communicate. You know, it's part of someone's culture and identity.
It is. And, you know, it raises some interesting questions about how these language policies can really shape a whole society. And how do we find that balance between, you know, having a sense of national unity while still celebrating all of those cultural differences?
That's a good question for the kids to think about.
It is. You could even ask them, you know, about their own experiences with language.
Right. Like, do they speak multiple languages, and how does that, you know, affect how they see the world?
Exactly. Okay, so how about we shift gears to something a little lighter?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so there's this article that caught my eye about using tea in a very unexpected way.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw that one about tea being used to absorb toxins.
That's the one. It's pretty fascinating, right?
Yeah, it is.
So basically, it explains how tea leaves can actually help remove these harmful heavy metals from water, like arsenic, lead, cadmium, you know, things like that.
Oh, wow.
And they actually bind to the surface of the tea leaves so they don't end up in your cup.
That's crazy.
It is. And apparently the longer you stimp the tea, the better it works.
Really?
Yeah. They even said that like those overnight brews that people use for iced tea, those have the most significant results. Now, of course, we can't all just start using tea as a water purifier. You know, it's still important to have proper filtration and access to clean water sources.
Right. Of course.
But this discovery does show us that something as simple as a cup of tea can have these hidden properties.
It's true. You never know what you're going to find.
And it really makes you think, you know, what other everyday things might have these secret abilities that we could use?
Yeah, that's a good question to ask the kids. It's also about showing them that sometimes those really cool solutions are hiding in plain sight.
Right. You never know where that next big idea is going to come from.
Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into today's The Juice content. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.